Okay.
Now we're rolling.
And we're rolling.
Do I need that light? Okay. So, another thing. Oh, I've been... This is not going to be like the real pod... The regular podcast, because these are just like kind of periodic or monthly, really. But I was thinking, like, what do you think we should call it? Do you have any ideas? Like, for a name or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, we could figure something out. I was just curious over what you thought. I don't know. We don't even have to
figure it out.
Yeah, we don't have to figure it out now. And I was thinking about asking Nick, too, because he's the one that could come up with funny shit or something. Hello, and welcome to a special episode of, this isn't really the Rhythm Wit podcast, but I'm here, my name's David Steele, I'm here with Kenna Attaway.
Hello!
I guess a couple months ago, we had you on a podcast, and introduced you, and talked about what you do, so if anybody wants to know more about Kenna, you can check that episode out. Because Kenna is a music journalist here in the city, and she's agreed to come on Rhythm and Wit to talk to us periodically about local shows that she's been to and local bands and stuff that we just don't have the time to look into a lot of the times. There's just so much going on. So I'm happy that you're very passionate about the local music scene. Thanks for coming. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I've been actually, like, finally writing today.
Yeah.
Which is, like, crazy that I haven't been writing. I haven't, like, written something in like a month.
Right. You've been just working and...
Yeah.
Doing that, but not doing what you really want to do.
Exactly. And, like, I'm actually working on a band interview with Channel Changer. They're a math noise rock band, and they're really cool.
Yeah, I followed them. I haven't listened to their stuff yet, but they seem cool. They seem like passionate. I think that they follow me first, even. I don't know.
Yeah, they're really cool, and I know Sam, the guitarist, because I worked with his current girlfriend at this place on Campus Corner, and so crazy how like. The world is so small, you know?
I'm definitely seeing that a lot, especially whenever I meet so many comedians these days and stuff, and it's like, it's always funny to find out who knows each other, especially with music, too. A lot of people just know musicians that I know, so it's like, oh, yeah, you know this person, or whatever. Yeah. I mean, yeah, this town isn't that big, so... Especially when it comes to the creativity, the creative community.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah, we all kind of know each other, at least know of each other a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. That's what's rare whenever you bring up a lot of these bands. And that's why I like having you here, because it's like, you tell me about these bands, I'm like, I've never heard of them before. And it's like, I should, because I used to, but anyways.
It's the same way with, like, telling me about bands.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think we're both just maybe focused on different genres or styles sometimes, too. So you wanted to come and give us a couple of reviews for some shows. So why don't you, let's see, I'll set it up. So the first show you went to was on February 23rd, and I was actually at that show, too. And it was at the Resonator in Norman. We shouted it out even on the podcast. And that was with Pineapple Willows, The Land of Roz, The Social Contract, and The Limp Wizards. Go for it. How did you enjoy the show?
I really enjoyed the show. I kind of did an Irish goodbye.
Because I remember we were both there and I turned around and I didn't know where you went.
I just like... was really tired and I had worked that day, and so I was just like, I'm just gonna peace out. So I didn't get to stay for Limp Wizards, which is such a shame because I've never seen Limp Wizards.
Even though you live in Norman.
Yeah, and I really need to because they're friends with, like, one of my friends, S. Reedy.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, he actually performed with them a couple of songs that night.
Yeah, he's great. And I recently saw a show with him as well, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But I saw Land of Roz, Social Contract, and Pineapple Willows. Mm-hmm. Land of Roz, first time seeing them.
This is like the funky part, you know? When Mike gets a mic.
Uh-oh. Hey, guys. How you doing?
So.
So good. So good. Like, just... There's just something about, like, feminine rage that, like, it speaks to me. Because, like, as a woman, like, sometimes it's hard to, like, get those rageful and angry emotions out.
Or even the thought, I think. Probably.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you don't even know what to think. So, and someone else can put it into words for you.
100%. And she has, like, slower songs, too, and, like, less rageful songs. But, like... Even those slower songs have, like, such deep-cut emotion into them, and it's like, oh, my God, I can relate to this. And I was with Meg, who...
photographer.
Yes, she's great, and, like, Meg went up to Roz after the show and was like, your song about friendship breakups, like, really spoke to me, and I was like, yeah, no, like, it super spoke to me, too. Like, it was just crazy, and, like, just, she has a way with lyrics. Mm-hmm. Like, she is great with lyrics, and... I loved it. Social Contract. Also so good. There's no band that, like, wasn't good at that show.
Yeah, that was a great... It was a good lineup.
It was such a great lineup. And
interesting,
like,
different styles a little bit, at least. I mean, I guess they... At least, I would say, all but Limp Wizards are... I don't know. I guess I don't know exactly what Land of Roz... I thought it was maybe more of a harder rock or...
Yeah, definitely harder rock, I mean, for sure.
So, yeah, I don't know. Very varied genres at that show.
For sure. And Social Contract, I would say, is, like, not indie bedroom pop, but, like, definitely indie pop. I would say, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to get it wrong, but that's the vibe I was feeling, and it was... They were just so, like, delightful. They brought out a keytar at one moment, and that was amazing. The keys player, Kay.
Yeah.
She does such an amazing job. I've seen her. We've seen her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she performs there every month, I think. I didn't go last week. I wanted to, but I didn't.
I didn't get to either. I think I was working a double. Yeah.
But I'll probably be back there next month because I try to go. I've been there every month except last month for the past, I don't know, since maybe November. So I really like that place. So, and she usually is out there every month. So.
Yeah.
And writing a new song usually every month.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many talented people in this city and, like, beyond OKC. And it just, like, amazes me every time I see a new show, honestly. With people that I've never seen before. Pineapple Willows also did a great job.
That was your first time seeing them
play? Yes. Yeah, and I did photos for their band a couple months prior.
Yeah, so you've... I mean, Dante plays in my band, too, so you met him when we played here, I guess. That was the first time you met at the house party.
And Dante is so sweet, and so is Dylan. I didn't get to really meet
Jared. The drummer. Yeah.
He couldn't show up that night, but I had met him at your home for the holidays, and they're all just so kind. That's really all I can, like, ask for in musical performers is, like, just being kind to other people.
That's all. I mean, we were kind of talking before we started recording, but it's like some people out there just, like, you're rude to people and people that you're working with too. I think that's, like, that's the quick way to not work with those people again. I mean,
oh, 100%.
I think, yeah, there's a lot. Kindness goes a long, long way. And I think that's, especially whenever people think about you and it's like, oh, do I want to work with that person again? Maybe they were kind of rude or something. So, so this is something that, yeah, you're right. I mean, finding that, and I think with musicians, sometimes that is rare. I think there's a lot of ego in music, unfortunately. Not so much, I mean, I think comedy there is too, but I don't know. Yeah, I think it's music is a little bit more ego than most of the arts.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, continue. I guess I didn't want to cut you off.
How was Limp Wizards for
you? Oh, yeah, they were great.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. I used to get some relief.
Yeah, that was the first time. I want to say I remember they were playing at Norman Music Fest last year on one of the big stages. So I saw them from afar, and so I didn't really see them that time. So this is really my first time seeing them, and I was very surprised—not surprised, but they're a hardcore band essentially. And I guess their name threw me off because I always think of Limp Bizkit, I guess,
yeah.
Of course. And it's like, I was thinking it was like more like nu metal or something. But yeah, it was good. It was really good. I'm not super into hardcore, but I do have an appreciation for it. More so even now, we had a guy, A.B. Hill. He has a band called Jawline. You know
them? Okay. I've heard of them.
Hardcore band, and he's also a comedian, so that's why he was a perfect guest on this show. So I love having that as a crossover, a musician and an artist or comedian or whatever. Anyways, but yeah, and I did a kind of a deep dive onto his stuff in that episode, and I kind of found an appreciation for that style. So yeah, I had a lot of fun watching them, and then S3D performed with them for a couple of songs at the end of the night, so that was a lot of fun. It was just wild. One thing I remember noticing that night, because obviously hardcore, they do the hardcore dancing mosh pit. Which is fine. I expected that. But what's interesting about Resonator is, like, I know that the people that run that place are where they're hanging out. Like, those, mm-hmm. I think there's like a couple older ladies, and I know Curtis is one of the people that are running. But I think it's like, it's cool to see, but it's like, they just like, yes, play, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, because I just remember watching these kids just push each other and stuff, and it's like, what, you guys aren't gonna stop them? You know what I'm saying? But that's just like the old person in me, I think. But it's just interesting. But I think it was great to see. It's like, they, you're like, yeah, they're kids, you know, they're having fun, you know, they're in a safe place in the Resonator, you know. It's mm-hmm. like, so it's the place for them to do that. I think it's really cool to see.
It is really cool to see. 100%. And I haven't really seen many shows
right,
in the Resonator. I did see for S3D's Wedding Fest.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of a show.
Was that like a little after party or something?
It was their like reception,
yeah,
I would say. You have to like RSVP to go, but it was still really cool.
That's what they call the reception. Or that's why I call receptions after parties.
Yeah.
So yeah, because I wanted to go to that. That was seemed like a cool thing they were doing, but that was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And like, speaking of S3D, actually just saw him last week. He was performing with Bee from Bee in the Hive, mm-hmm. and then also Doomscroll from the Denver area.
Mm-hmm.
And I like lived in Colorado for a year, and so.
Did you know that band already?
I didn't, and I thought my partner did, and they didn't. But I have known of Apes of the State, and my partner knows of Apes of the State because we both met in Colorado, anyways.
Okay.
And they are. What I've gathered from social media is that they know, like, they're very friendly with Apes of the
State. They're kind of somewhat connected to them.
Yeah, and they're like a folk punk band. It's the best way I could describe them.
That's cool. I like their name, Doomscroll.
Yeah, no, cool they are name. So sick. So,
but yeah, that sounds like a great genre of folk punk. I like that.
Mm-hmm. So the lead singer, he was playing a mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
The backup vocalist, she was playing the washboard, which was so sick.
Yeah, making like kind of textury kind of percussion sound.
Yeah, 100%. And then they had like an acoustic guitar and then a bass and drums. And it just like came together so beautifully.
Yeah.
And like almost like the best way I could describe it is like pirate music, I
guess.
Yeah,
it's kind of like shanties.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
That sounds cool. I like that.
Oh, it was so sick. Like, me and my friends were going to leave after Sreedy, and then they started playing, and we were like, we have to stay. Like, there's no way.
Were you familiar at all with them before seeing them?
No, it was my first time seeing them and hearing them.
Then you deep dove and found out more stuff after the fact.
Yeah, and I love folk punk a lot. Yeah. So,
That's interesting. I like, I know, like, the punk has lots of varieties of punk, which I appreciate, because I'm not a huge fan of punk, but I love it as a genre, as, like, especially the idea, and, like, even my band, Stolen Cable, is kind of a garage rock kind of punk-ish. So it's, like, definitely, like, a lot of elements of punk, but there's, like, that Celtic punk.
Yes.
Is that similar
at
all?
It was very similar to that. 100%.
Similar vibe, but more of a pirate vibe.
They like, but then That's they awesome. Also had like, like, you know how in metal songs people like scream?
Yeah.
And they had
so
like that.
Like,
it was like just so, they almost defied genre in a way. It was so sick. And then B did an amazing job as always.
Did she play acoustic?
She played acoustic, And she just has like the best vocals, and her lyrics are also always amazing.
Yeah,
she sings a lot about, like, female struggle, which I can, like, as we were talking about before, I can relate to really well. And so, especially she sings about religious trauma a lot as well, and, like, I can also relate to some of that.
Yeah, if you had some experience with her prior family kind of upbringings, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then S. Reedy always puts on an amazing show. I work with him, and I worked with him for several years.
I see. Yeah, you guys are good friends.
I would say,
Or, you know, pretty good friends, or friends at least.
Yeah, I would say. And his MacBook charger, like, broke before the show.
Oh, no.
And I was able to, like, give him my MacBook charger.
Help him out.
And he, like, shouted me out in the middle of the show, which was really sweet of him.
Yeah, because I assume he uses his MacBook for his music and then performs over that.
I haven't
seen him, actually. I saw him perform with Limp Wizards, but it wasn't his stuff. I mean, it was, I guess he was just doing some vocals with them, but I'd never seen him perform. Ever, so I'll have to check him out.
He's really cool. I like when he like goes, he like plays with the microphone in such a like interesting way. Like, he kind of just uses it as like a prop, which is so cool to me. And then like he like hopped off stage in the middle of his last song and like tried to start a mosh pit, which was really sick. And like he always just has like this commanding energy, which is like, if you know Sean personally, is like, he's a lot more quiet, but then, like, when he's on stage, like, he's on stage.
Yeah.
And, like, he is ready to, like, roll.
That's awesome. That's cool to see, I think. And especially, I've been paying a lot of attention to comedy the past, for a while now. But there's a lot of, and I see a lot of different comedians, and it's interesting to see those similarities between musicians as far as, like, taking control of the crowd, I mean, the audience. I've never thought about that as a musician. I don't know. It's like, my whole life playing music, it's like you just get up on stage and play the songs. I mean, I mean, that's all you really have to do. But there's a lot of power. I mean, and seeing comedians do this, and it's like they have a much different relationship with the audience than musicians do, or somewhat, sometimes for sure. But musicians can also kind of make, you know, encourage the audience to interact more. I think that's what makes a really good performer, you know, is being able to interact and respond with the audience and do that. So I would love to see him and kind of see how he does that. I think, I don't know, cool.
Yeah, he's always great to see. And he called it like his Eras Tour, because he was performing songs from like throughout his like time of his musical career.
So he was kind of doing stuff different eras, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. And it was really funny.
That's awesome.
And it was really good. And he just released an album. It's very like hyper pop. If you like hyper pop, I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. The Rain Gave Me a Pot of Gold.
And go stream The Rain Gave Me a Pot of Gold by S. Reedy. Relive the magic of when iSoft dropped a hyper pop trap album on SoundCloud because I was too shy to drop it on streaming platform.
I'm pretty sure is what
cool.
his hyper pop album.
That's the new one.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that was just those two acts that you saw at that show?
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't really been to many shows in February. I've just been working like crazy. Yeah,
working and trying to write, I guess.
Yeah. And I did see AJ Harvey recently, and he just got on The Voice, so shout out to him. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, and he does such a great job. His voice is so like soothing, I would say, and like so it flows so well, his vocals, and he does some good covers and some good like personal stuff. Mm-hmm. So
is he kind of an acoustic
guy? Yeah.
Whenever he plays here, he doesn't have a full band or anything.
No, I don't think he does. Mm-hmm. I've only ever seen him like acoustic. He did play with Catwalk on Friday the 13th a while ago.
Yeah, you said that.
But I think he was just like standing. For a little bit.
Yes, she seems like she has different people. I know that the guys, there's a band called Don't Tell Dina, or they used to be. They broke up recently, or one of the guys left. Anyways, but they were her backing band, I think, or a lot of those guys were for a while. So I don't know if it was, maybe it's one of them. I don't know.
I don't know. What she has a consistent
again?
Drummer.
AJ
Harvey.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I wasn't familiar with him before today, so. I'll have to see what he's got going on. Especially, he might be famous soon.
Yeah, his episode just released.
Yeah, he is famous, I guess. He's on national TV. That's awesome. Yeah, that's good. So, did you have anything else?
Really just some shows that I wanted to bring up.
For sure. We've got a lot of... Well, I guess there's a lot of shows going on, specifically the weekend of the 22nd and the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And then, I had a couple of upcoming events that I wanted to get to, but we'll get to that at the end. So, March 22nd, there's a performance at Resonant Head. Linka and Nia Monet is going to be performing. Have you been to the Resonant Head yet?
I have. I love the Resonant Head.
Yeah, I remember that show you were telling me about. I still haven't been there. There's been several shows that I meant to go to, and I just didn't, so.
Yeah, so. You definitely don't want to miss Alinka or Nia Monet show. Like, I saw them at a pro-Palestine benefit show, and they were so amazing. It was my first time seeing Alinka, but I've listened to her, like, before I had even seen her live. And Alinka always puts on such an amazing show. She like... S. Reedy like knows how to command an audience.
Very. I've seen her briefly. I remember she played at, this is probably a couple of years ago, or at least maybe at the Plaza Fest on the big stage out there. So I saw her from afar again, but I've known about her for a while because she's very interesting as far as like Hispanic. I mean, and her music is very inspired by that. I'm pretty sure. Which is great, because there's not very much, or if any, of that here. And there should be. I think there's a very large Latin population here. And I'm sure, I mean, she is popular. I'm sure she does well at her shows. So you've seen her before. Have you seen Nia Monet?
Yes, she was also at that Benefit show. And she has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah. I've been spinning around getting dizzy.
And she also, like, these two women know how to command a crowd. Like, it is crazy how, like, they just draw people in. And Nia Monet, she just has such a beautiful voice. Just such a gorgeous voice. And I want to see her again. So I would definitely hit up the, I might be going to the Linka and Nia Monet show on the 22nd.
Yeah, that one's, I don't think I'll be able to make that. I think there's two other shows that I need to go to that day also. Otherwise, I would definitely want to see them. But hopefully they're going to be playing a lot or, you know, more. It won't be the last time.
No, not at all.
Because they play a lot. I know both of those women do. So, and then the 23rd.
There's a lot going on.
Let's talk about, okay. Do you want to talk about the future of SoundFest?
Yeah.
Factory Obscura real quick?
And yeah.
Then
So there's going to be, I think, like an artist market, and then there's going to be several artists performing. And it's from 2 to 8 p.m., so you could still make some other shows that night.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to, no, that's the 23rd Saturday. I don't know. I'm going to try to stop by there, too, if I can.
It's like a mini like music festival, and it's at Factory Obscura, so you know it's going to be great no matter what.
Yeah, they do so cool stuff. Because are they doing something? They're putting out a new mixtape, aren't they?
Yeah, Volume 5, I think.
That's what this is, kind of. Like is this the release or what?
I think it's the release. Let me look on Instagram real quick. Oh, I have a screenshot of it.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about this. I know they do it, and they were promoting it, so I've seen it, but
it's the release of mixtape volume 5 featuring Sweetest Pot, Shallow Music, Bailey Boy, I Am Cheyenne Marie, that's her handle, Moira Bailey, and Psychic Bath.
Yeah, awesome. That's something I've been getting, you know, checking out Factory Obscura more and more, and I just love that that's their whole thing is music and art.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome that they do that and focus on music and local music and stuff like that. So you're going to check that out that day?
It just depends on if I'm working.
Luckily, it's like from 2 to 8, like you said. So, you know, hopefully you can, or anyone can stop by at least for a couple of hours and see what they've got going on.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's also another show on the 23rd with Catlock, Amethyst Michelle, Lady Winters, and Be in the Hive, and that is at Resonant Head.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that show as well. There's not a show that I don't recommend that's going on the 23rd.
I know, right? The other one is the Liquid Girlfriend and Cherry Laurel at the Opolis. And this show is going to be the premiere of Opolis Sessions, Downtown Norman, starting March 23rd, featuring Cherry Laurel and Liquid Girlfriend. So I'll just read a little bit about from this press release that they sent us. Oh, wait. So, they sent us a press release, which you can do as well at rhythmandwit@gmail.com. The Opolis Sessions event series lets audience members become part of Norman music history through an intimate live listening room experience. The live video and audio recording from these events will amplify artists to new audiences and share how creatively vibrant downtown Norman is. The event starts at 8 p.m., has limited seatings, and you can get tickets online, I assume. Let me see. Oh, they had a website, opolis.org. Check that out for more information. Tickets are $15, all ages, and it's 21 to drink. Doors at 7, show at 8. What about this are you excited about?
Liquid Girlfriend,
yeah,
of course. I think I mentioned them in the last pod.
Yeah.
But they are one of my favorite OKC bands. We only have one song out on Spotify right now, SpongeBob Halftime Show. Amazing song. If you want to hear Feminine Rage, another great.
Yeah, because I'm definitely familiar with the name. They've been doing a lot lately, and I follow them, so I've seen it's a female lead.
I think they're non-binary.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. But, yeah, so what type of music is it, would you say?
Indie rock.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've probably heard it, actually. I'm sure I've heard them. And then also Cherry Laurel. Do you know, you're familiar with that band?
Kind of familiar. I went to some theater stuff with two people in that band. Mm-hmm. And then I know two of the same people in that band were in another band in high school. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same band now.
Right.
I know of them,
yeah.
I would say.
You're familiar with some of their members. Mm-hmm. So do you know what style they play? Is it similar?
Probably indie rock. Yeah. I haven't really given them much of a listen yet. I need to, desperately. But, I mean, they're a Norman band. You should totally listen to them.
For sure. And especially if they're on this thing, they must be doing something right.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them before, so I'm interested. I'll definitely be following them. So those are two bands to watch out for, especially in the indie rock scene, which I love. I'm happy to hear that that's kind of a genre that seems like it might be popping back up.
Oh, it is.
For the younger generation, because it definitely went away. For me, I grew up in the early 2000s, so it was all I cared about and still care about. and then it kind of died out, I think, after 10 years or so, but I've always loved it, so glad to hear that's coming back. And Jarvix is involved in this?
Maybe? No? I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're good.
Never mind.
But speaking of Jarvix, Weirder Wednesday is the 27th at Opolis.
Yeah, so that'll be the week after the session show.
Highly recommend any Weirder Wednesday. Uh-huh. They're always so much fun and very interesting.
What time do they start?
I think 6 or 7.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try to make
pretty early.
This one, maybe. I don't know. I wish I had a normal job with the normal hours so I could do stuff like that. Because I did, last week, I went to a show in Norman. It was a comedy show, but it was on a Wednesday. And I actually took off work the last week, the end of the week, for other reasons. But I could make it out there for that. But then I was like, and that show was over. Comedy shows aren't nearly as long as music, so it was over by maybe 8. It's like, I don't know, I could do that, I think. I mean, it was probably from 7 to maybe 8:30, but it's like this, I need to go at least maybe check out the first hour, even if that.
Yeah.
Because did they do one just, how often do they do that?
They do it once a month. I think it's on the 3rd or 4th Wednesday of the month.
Okay. So Weirder Wednesdays, it's a kind of experimental sounds and things. Okay, so I guess that's it then for the shows that you wanted to talk about. Is that right?
Yep.
But is there anything else that maybe any, I guess I'll ask you a couple questions maybe about general music. Is there any bands maybe you've discovered lately that you've, like local people or besides the ones you've already talked about?
Hardcore wise, Larry and the highly recommend them.
Cool.
If you like hardcore music, and they perform pretty often.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I might already be following them, but like I said,
they're really good.
Hardcore is not necessarily my genre, but I like seeing any kind of music here.
Yeah.
It's important.
I may have shouted them out in the last episode, but Sky Hemingway. Always recommend her. And then someone that was on my blog recently.
Yeah.
Let me, sorry. D'Lane Fields.
Oh.
Terrible poser, faking your wings, love one another until you sting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I follow her. She posts a lot of, like, videos of, I haven't really, I don't know what she's going on about, but I like that. I like seeing that people, you know, using social media for, you know, obviously to promote your art, but talk about whatever you want to talk about, you know.
And Berta B.
Yes.
We love Berta B. What
you getting from me? What you getting from me? Did you go to that show that she did? I guess, well, because we saw her perform at Factory Obscura's open mic, but I guess she performed at Factory Obscura for a bigger show. I wanted to try to go, but I don't know, I was busy.
I was also busy, yeah. But I do want to see her next performance.
Hopefully, yeah. I'm interested in reaching out to her about doing a podcast or something even. I think she's really interesting.
She seems like she just has such a calm soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, like, very beautiful music. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the song, one song that I heard anyway.
Yeah. Her music is very beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. Check her out. Berta B. So, okay, thanks for coming and talking to us about music. I really appreciate you taking the time and coming from Norman, too. I mean, I know you said you had something else going on here in the city, luckily, so it wasn't too bad of a drive. I guess, okay, so, and then last thing is, what have you got going on that you want to shout out? I guess your Instagram and blog.
Yeah. My Instagram is at Kattaway, Kattaway. It has, if you are familiar with Hello Kitty, it has my melody as the profile picture.
Yeah, find that quickly.
And then my blog is linked to my Instagram bio. I don't own the domain name for it.
You don't have an easy domain to shout out.
No.
It's easy to find on your Instagram.
Yeah.
100%. You always post the stories, and every time there's a new blog, you have it up there. So,
And I will be having a new blog post hopefully this Sunday for Channel Changer.
Yeah.
And I just put up my podcast, playlist of the month.
Yeah.
And my artist of the month.
Cool.
So.
That's cool. I need to start checking those out. I know you've been doing that for a while. So in their monthly playlist.
Mm-hmm.
That you in their Spotify playlist, so anyone can check them out.
Yeah, it's just linked on the very front page of my blog.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. Sure. That's awesome. How long does it take you to put those together?
Playlists pretty quickly, probably like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I'm picky.
I was going to say, like, do you ever, like, pick stuff throughout the month and just, like, put it there? So
I do. Especially if I get bored of my monthly playlist, then I start making the next month's playlist, which is really easy. Dolan Cable is actually on this month's playlist.
Oh, yeah.
She Wants to Dance.
I remember, it was She Wants to Dance. Right.
It's a good song. It's fun.
Thank you. Yeah. We've got, of course, I guess we can talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up because Stolen Cable has announced our second EP will release March 29th. Everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music. There's
hell
four.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that'll be out midnight, March 29th. It'll have 5 songs written by Josh while he's been in Kyoto, Japan. He wrote a bunch more songs than that even. He's a madman when it comes to writing, which I love. I'm glad that he's like that. But yeah, we picked those 5 to do, and we played 4 of them at the show even. One of them we didn't, but we were going to play it, and we had to cut one for whatever reason. But there's going to be 5 songs on the EP. We released the album art, but that stuff is going to... I mean, I put together a video, too, check it out on Stolen Cable's YouTube. There's a video, full length of the first song, To Be Enough. I'm afraid that I need you more than I expected to. Yes, it's true. and it is the video itself is just all the footage that I got of Josh while he was here, which is not enough. I wish I had more, but he performed that song specifically like at least 3 times while he was here, because he did it at Factory Obscura and open mic Sailor in the Dock that my friends the Martin Dupross run every Tuesday, which is a variety mic, so it's comedy, music, poetry. So he performed it there, and then of course at the show, and yeah, so I got, oh, and on our podcast when he was on that episode. So anyways, I took all those clips and made a cool video, so you can check it out with, so you can listen to that song right now, because it's out as of Friday. And so go over there, check that out, and yeah, be on the lookout. The album, EP name is Gotta Find My Way Back to Oklahoma, because he's coming back to Oklahoma. And yeah, we're really excited about it, so yeah, check it out. It'll be out soon. And that's it. I guess one last thing. The upcoming events for Friday, March 15th. We have Net and the Nims and Dinosaur Boyfriend at Theopolis. $10. It starts at 8 p.m. The Nims are a really great band. Our friend James Nim, who is featured on the podcast, is the drummer of that band. His brother is a singer, and they're really great. They're kind of indie, kind of a... It's almost kind of shoegazy, but no, it's very, like, ethereal sometimes. I don't know. I like it a lot, but it's also kind of indie. I don't know. It's really cool. And Dinosaur Boyfriend, are you familiar with them?
I've heard of them. I have not listened to them yet.
Anyways, and then Net. Net has been around for a while. I don't know enough about them. But anyways, I'm definitely going to try to make it to this show, because it's Friday. I don't have anything else going on. So, and I love the Opolis. We keep talking about them. And then Saturday, this is a big one for me. March 16th from 6 to 9, Mycelium Gallery is reopening. They've had their old location for the past year, closed in January. This is the new location on 2816 North Penn, Oklahoma City. The new location, the grand opening, Microdose 2.0 Group Art Show. This is an art show where all the artists, the art can only be 3x3. Like little tiny canvases. So it's gonna be a ton of these little canvases, all different stuff.
That's so sick.
Micro art show and 1 year anniversary of Mycelium Gallery, displaying a wide variety of art smaller than 3x3 for the 1 year anniversary and reopening in a new location. Come enjoy mocktails, but they will have music from Ex Machina, their house DJ. He does glitch, kind of lo-fi glitch. Do you know about him already?
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
I may have seen,
yeah,
he and does, I might be wrong, at DJ Last Percent. Plaza Fest.
Yeah, I think he was probably out there. I've known him since last year. He's really cool. His name is Armand. Yeah, he's always at these things. And this gallery is going to be open again, like, forever. So, I mean, they're going to be doing shows all the time. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to hit you up. I mean, if you're free Saturday, yeah, you should come to this. So anyways, come out to Mycelium Gallery and support them. They're going to start doing live music, I think, there, hopefully, and some, maybe some comedy. They just love doing events because they have a big space now. So it's going to be fun. And then, do you want to read about the comedy show?
Yeah. So Saturday, March 16th at 8 p.m. for $10, there's a St. Patrick's Day's Eve comedy show. It's bring your own beer, no admission, setups provided, grill will be open. Dennis Maley?
Yeah.
Kelly Hilburn, Anna Rhodes, Marquita and Letty, and the Divine Miss Kitty. So if you're not triggered to hop in Sorry. So if you're not triggered to pop in by good food, the desire to help out a woman entrepreneur, ethnic pride, booze, free entertainment, and... Sorry. I'm really struggling right now, David. Will you finish that?
Yeah. Because Dennis actually wrote this. Dennis Maley, the granny freak himself. So if you're not triggered to pop in by good food, the desire to help out a woman entrepreneur, ethnic pride, booze, free entertainment, ventriloquistical harlequin. I give up. Or funny people, then there's no hope for you.
At Barry's Grill.
Yeah, 3124 North May. That's the old-fashioned hamburger place. I don't know if you're familiar. I'm sure you've seen the sign. Or it's been there for literally, like, decades because it's very old, like, old-fashioned hamburger place. I don't know. It's just awesome because our friends are putting this on. Miss Kitty, she's a great kind of leader in the community, comedy community, and always helping young comedians get started and stuff like that. But this is a great group. We had Anna Rhodes on the podcast the last episode, so she's going to be there. I'm definitely going to try to make this show, because that's the same day as Mycelium, so I'm going to try to go to both.
Anyways, party hop.
Yeah, it'll be, because this starts at 8, so I can go at 8. So anyways, yeah, we love Miss Kitty and Dennis and Anna, and I haven't seen the other comics. Very good group of comedians, so excited to see them and, I don't know, eat a hamburger. That'll be fun. Because they have good burgers. I haven't been there in a long time, but... All right, well, that's it. Thanks for coming, Kenna. This has been fun. And so anyways, thanks for watching, everyone. We appreciate it. And we'll stay tuned for next month. And Kenna will be back at some point, and she'll talk about some of these shows that we mentioned today that are coming up. So, all right. That's it.
Great. Thank you, David.
Awesome. This is fun.